following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Whoa, it's one of those storm tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $160 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. Doug and Daddy's Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Pretty jam-packed show for you today. We're going to catch up with Jeremy Jensen, head coach of the Grand Island soccer team. They're undefeated, and pretty much other than the Kearney game where they had to come back a little bit, dominating everyone on their schedule as they're winding up or heading down the home stretch of their season. We're also going to catch up with former Cozad Haymaker, former Nebraska Cornhusker, and hoping to hear his name called, probably not tonight, probably tomorrow in the NFL draft. And we're looking forward to that. Jared Crick set to join us as well. Tim Miles has added two more of his people from Colorado State to join the Husker staff. And so it's been a busy day for him. NFL draft. 1 through 32 will go tonight, first round, 6 o'clock on ESPN. I told you when they announced it at 5 minutes, you know what? They're not going to show you the phones ringing. They're not going to do that. Add a little bit more suspense. It would be a little bit more fun to watch the NFL draft and do that. Also, college football news. Sounds like people are responsive, at least, to going to a playoff, not a full playoff, blown playoff, but adding a pot of four, some sort, whether you keep the bowls intact, whether that's eliminated, we'll see. But a national championship actually decided on the field. They're talking about that. That is interesting as well, because this time of year, people are looking for good things. And this is, you know, relatively slow time of year. Other than the fact that you get the NFL draft going on tonight, a lot of people following that. We get NBA playoffs started and whatnot. So we're doing that. We got the Bosselman race tomorrow later in the show. They're drawing right now at Fauner Park. Steve Anderson will join us towards the end of the show.
Combo Tuffy's in the four hole.
Combo Tuffy's going to race. That's good. We got some local people. Perry Compton's racing. Perry Compton at age 60 is racing. So that's going on as well. Doug, we got a football playoff now. Four teams going. You like that?
Well, they still haven't told us how they're going to do it, so we'll find out.
It's better than we had, though.
you know, I'm not going to agree with that right now. I'm not going to agree with that's better than what we had. They talk about it ad nauseum for the when you have all the time getting ready for the bowls. It just depends what you have at the end of each year. Did you want to see LSU and Alabama play for a third time last year?
No, I didn't want to see that. But you would have had you would have probably had those two teams facing off. You would have got them seeing playing for the second team if they'd have beat who they were supposed to beat. If one of them would have played Stanford and one of them would have played Oklahoma State last year,
somebody's always going to be complaining. We should have been in. We shouldn't be in. And another thing, I like one thing that I just don't want to. You can't wait 45 days and then play two games back to back. And that's where we're headed. They're going to take 45 days, depending on which conference you're in, if you played a championship game. But you know how it was there before we joined. Nebraska joined the Big Ten. Heck, they were done the Saturday of Thanksgiving or the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And if they were playing in the Rose Bowl, they had 6 weeks or national championship with Ohio State, Tressel, Claret, all those guys. I mean, it was 50 days. There was more time off between their final game and the bowl game than there was between the bowl game and spring practice. You cannot have them hold off for 40 days and then play two games within a week or extend it even farther.
With major conferences, though, that have the championship game, you're getting into that first week. So you're playing December 5th. You're going to take some time off. I think that's good for teams because you want the best players back. People are banged up at that time of the year. And at the end of the deal, you want the best players playing, and I think you get that. Anything but just having it, just throwing it out there and screwing it up, or anything out there it just screws up everything when you throw out the teams a month before. The bowl deal doesn't solve anything. At least we're getting closer to a solution. That's all we want. You want the best teams playing at the end, and you certainly don't have that. And I think you got to – everybody's so proud of this tradition. Well, you got to get rid of that. And the Big Ten doesn't want to get rid of the tradition of the granddaddy of them all, whatever that means.
Yeah, and Nebraska's going to be the one that rocks the boat there because we don't care.
No.
Nebraskans don't care about the Rose Bowl. And that's where youth comes in. No matter what job you're in, youth always wants to come in and change it, and usually it's for the better because you have to move on. And I guess...
If you're an Iowa fan, oh, my God, the Rose Bowl. Well, yeah, because you've been there one time in the last 26 years. Oh, it was awesome that year. We got to go to Pasadena. Well, yeah, because you never get to go because you stink. When Northwestern, oh, what a Cinderella season. The Rose Bowl. We don't care. We were planning on going several times. You've got to go one time in the last 25 years. Oh, it was awesome. Oh, what a magical experience. Oh, we went down there. Oh, gosh, we got to see the Hollywood sand on the hills.
Okay. All right.
We don't care.
Jared Crick, off the fodder for our update at the end of the Bosselman draw at the end of the show. And the Grand Island Islanders, I guess you would have to say shockingly, are the last undefeated Class A boys soccer team because Omaha Creighton Prep was expected to be undefeated until they got to the state semifinals, and then you'd see who they matched up with. Jeremy Jensen, head coach at Grand Island, joins us here as they wrap up the regular season today. The district pairings have come out, and they will be hosting the A2 district next week. But a perfect 14-0. And Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing? I hope we can find a way to get you guys as passionate about high school soccer as the Rose Bowl. That'd be fantastic.
I think it was anti-passion about the Rose Bowl. I'll tell you what you and Coach Steinbrück are doing at Kearney and Grand Island is obviously changed the dimension here. I mean, I've been here however long I've been here, 15 years, and I mean, we weren't talking about Coach Armstrong's girls' soccer program when they got that started. But the boys at both in Grand Island, it was an afterthought. And you guys have taken the time here to find a way to make these programs not only competitive with the Eastern, but a chance to be in state championship games. And you guys proven this year it wasn't a fluke last year.
Yeah, I think it's been a lot of fun. Scott's a good friend of mine, and he elevated that tourney program a little bit quicker than we did. But now that we're up at that same level, it's just a lot of fun to see both us and Kearney just consistently doing really well and seeing those names at the tops of the ratings boards, and you start thinking about possibilities down the road. And it's been a really fun ride, I'll tell you that.
Jeremy, of however many years you've been at Grand Island, two of the most exciting soccer games, and to come back like you have against Kearney, have you had any other games close to that?
You know, last year we had the Kearney game. We had a couple of games against perennial power Lincoln East that came down to the end. State semifinal, we scored with 6 seconds to go in the game to put us into the state championship. So that was obviously a lot of fun. But, there's just something about Grand Island and Kearney matchups. It doesn't matter if it's boys soccer, football, basketball. There could be a cheerleading competition, and I think it would be a pretty exciting thing for everybody involved. So it's you have to have a little bit of luck when you have some of that stuff that's happened. We felt we've gotten the win the last couple times, and we definitely had some luck involved with it. I think in the end it all comes out because there were several times prior to that we felt that we played good enough to beat Kearney, but the luck wasn't on our side. And so when you have two really good teams going at each other like that, it makes for some really good spectating events.
Jeremy Jensen, Grand Island soccer coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What has made your team just as strong this year as it was last year? Because you lost some kids.
Yeah, we lost six seniors from last year. And immediately when that state championship ended last year, the kids felt like they played well enough to win. Prep was just that much better than us, a little bit deeper. Immediately after that game was over, the kids have been so focused on trying to get back to that. And, you hear that every year. Every team that gets beat in a championship kind of feels that way. But there was just something a little bit different about these guys that you could really sense it. And we had some young kids that were ready to step in. And immediately when the season started, we plastered our locker room with pictures of the prep kids celebrating last year on the field at Morrison Stadium. And so every day when they walk into practice, they walk out to practice before every game, they see that stuff. And, there's a little bit of the mind game that goes on with it. But, they're a very motivated group. And just the tenacity, the never-give-up attitude that these kids have is really showing right now.
Jeremy, do you see a renew? When you and Scott are building these deals and you're going deep in the state to championships and doing things like that, do you have a renewed interest? Do you get more kids out in your younger programs, in your feeder programs, the club programs? Are they thriving right now?
The kids around here, I can't speak for Kearney, but I know the kids around here, guys, are very excited about what they see here. This previous off season, we started a mentoring program here in Grand Island called Islander Influence, and I've got 20 of my guys matched up with fourth and fifth graders in the elementary schools around town. And that really came about because last year after we made the run, we were getting requests from elementary schools for me to bring some of my guys over and just talk to the kids. And we saw how these kids can light up these classrooms. And so we put this program into place over the Christmas break. Essentially, we took a trip to Lincoln. I visited with Coach Osborne, and Coach Osborne was gracious enough to give us about 30 minutes of his time to talk about mentoring and the importance of it. And so our guys being connected in the elementary schools and the middle schools is really something, because it's really amazing to me how influential high school kids can be on these young kids. And so when they see their names in the paper, they see their pictures in the paper. We typically have 15 or so ball boys at our games now. Yeah, the young kids are really excited because they want to be a part of it. They want to be up there at the stadium playing under the lights. We had a great crowd for that Kearney game. And when when you see that type of excitement, these young kids want to be a part of that. So it's certainly helping, yes.
Yeah, Doug, they recognize the talent early, then go run them 5 miles a day. That's how they influence them.
Jeremy.
Yeah, you got that right.
Jeremy Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your initial reaction to Prep losing this week?
I was surprised. And, you know, there's part of me that likes it, and there's part of me that doesn't. We were at halftime of our game against Fremont, and the news started to spread in the stands. It trickled down to the sideline. It really gave our kids a sense of motivation. You could see the excitement level with our guys really just take it up another notch. And I think they started believing that, hey, we really do have a legitimate chance of winning this championship. Everybody's done nothing but talk about how unbeatable Prep is. And for that to actually happen, it really, you saw something with our kids. But by the same token, selfishly, I was kind of hoping that they would continue to win. And if we were fortunate enough to get another chance to play them, I wanted to see a battle of undefeateds again in that state championship and give us the chance to knock them off the pedestal.
You get your first shot at some Metro competition today, and no matter how long you and Kearney or any of the other outstate schools have been decent, it's hard to get these games scheduled. And the Metro schools are going to say, well, let's see how good they are. And you get that chance today. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, when we first started discussing the invitation, we didn't know for sure what the dates were going to be. You know, looking at it, it's not ideal as far as the timing. With the tournament coming right before the district tournament, just, you know, in case you have an injury or something like that. But anytime you get a chance to play those type of teams, I want to make sure we take full advantage of it, because you're right, it's not very often that those schools have reached out to us and said, hey, we'd like you to be a part of this event that we're putting together. And, you know, it also gives our kids somebody new to play. As fun as it is to play Kearney, as fun as it is to play Lincoln East and those types of schools, you kind of get sick of beating up on each other all the time. And so, you know, it gives us a chance to play some new teams, give us another measuring stick in terms of the Metro schools. And, you know, it's a good preparation for us when you start thinking about the state tournament.
Competition-wise, what can you tell us? It's Papillion-La Vista High, right, up first, and then who's the other potential matchup?
Papio South and Omaha West Side, and so they're all rated in the top nine in the state. So it should be, you know, a really good event for us. It'll give us there shouldn't be any games that get out of hand. They should be very competitive, and you know we're going there, even though that it won't affect seedings obviously for district tournament, and even with a loss, it probably wouldn't affect anything from a state tournament side of things. Momentum's a really big deal, and our kids really take a lot of pride in the fact that they haven't lost, and we're going there with the intention to win, and we don't want to, you know, give up anything in terms of that momentum going into these district and state tournaments. So it'll be a good test for us, no question.
And then, Jeremy, district start next week. Obviously, with the Serpentine system, you guys get to host. You'll play Lincoln Northeast, who has struggled mightily with just one win. Omaha Burke, Omaha North have to come out to Grand Island, which will be interesting to get the winner of that. Just your thoughts on the district.
Well, we kind of talked a little bit about it last year. To me, it makes so much sense to have the full Serpentine system. It used to always be, hey, we're going to stay at Grand Island and Kearney, and Columbus and North Platte, since they're way out, the Boondocks, we're going to stick them out there and let them play each other all the time. And it's really a good thing for us to have the Serpentine system, because it rewards all the hard work throughout the course of the year. As far as the opponents go, and we've played Lincoln Northeast a couple times, and you know they're a program that is struggling. But looking towards, you know, the second game, you know, we're going to have to play a pretty good Metro team, either one of them, and you know, the advantage is that they have to come out here to play us, and there's something about this home field advantage for us. You know, when we play at our place in our stadium, we're just a really tough team to beat. I wish I could figure out a way to get the state tournament moved out here. But, you know, all seriousness, I mean, we truly do. We expect to win the district and figure out a way to get back in that state championship game.
Jeremy, are you excited for the Bosselman at all? You follow the horse races?
I don't follow the horse races, if you can believe that. No.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, Jeremy, we'll let you get on the road here because I know it's going to be a big day for you guys. We appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And looks good, no matter what happens next week, to be at that state tournament. We'll chat with you again then.
Hey, sounds good, guys. Appreciate the invite.
You bet. Number two in the state, behind Creighton Prep, even with that loss, I can see that, but undefeated. Jeremy Jensen, Grand Island boys soccer team, and the only loss Kearney has is to Grand Island, and that's after giving up three goals in the last 8 minutes of that match.
Does the state soccer deal? I know it's serpentined out. Is it already plugged in?
No. Then you point it up going to state. Then you're seated by PowerPoints going into the state tournament in Omaha. By the way, for Kearney, the boys will be hosting at UNK Monday at 4:30. Kearney High plays Omaha Northwest, and then Lincoln Southeast will play Columbus in the game following that, with the championship on Wednesday night, the 2nd, at 5 o'clock at UNK. The Grand Island and Kearney girls, coincidentally, are in the same district, but they have to go to Omaha for that. So girls competition will be down in Omaha next week for both Kearney and Grand Island, and they don't have to play each other, so that's probably a pretty good thing.
Well, we'll see. You know, everybody's interested in these boys' teams, and hopefully they'll get on opposite sides of the bracket and kind of make a run towards one another. That'd be fun.
Omaha Westside girls play Grand Island, and then that's Tuesday, and Kearney will follow against Norfolk. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, your chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger game tomorrow night. We head over to Grand Island and get a little info on the Bosselman as the draw has just got going and finishing up, getting everybody in the right spots for Saturday's race. Also, Jared Crick joins us here in just a little bit. Folks, the gang at Bruce Furniture not only wants to put new furniture in your home, but they will take your old furniture, because right now there is a great market for used furniture. Good used items at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. You can even just bring a picture of your furniture and snap it on your digital phone, bring it in, they'll take a look at it. If you're on the brink of deciding to buy some new furniture, then you owe it to yourself to see Bruce Furniture, and maybe the deal will do the magic to solve two issues. Take your old furniture out and bring the new furniture in, and Bruce Furniture, well, they'll move it for you. High demand for used stock in good condition. Check them out today at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Daddy, the Pro Bowl goes away. Would that matter?
No. After this year, it was such a total joke.
Here's the only thing. I don't know. If the Pro Bowl goes away from the NFL, does it all of a sudden become okay to take away the All-Star games from the other sports?
No. No, because they happen in the middle of the year. You get the best players there, undoubtedly. It's way different. Way different. And when no one wants to play any defense, when the score is 68-51,
they don't play any defense in the NBA All-Star game.
But you got the best players there,
and the
people aren't there to see defense in the NBA.
And you don't want to send your pitchers out in the Major League Baseball All-Star game anymore. I mean,
you only get your pitcher sent out for an inning, so that argument's dead. They don't go six innings in the All-Star game.
I'm just saying, there's whining in every All-Star game.
I'm saying the others are there to stay because they're a money grab.
And having it in Hawaii, yeah. What good does that do anybody? Hey, folks, the Kearney American Legion continues to raise funds for their Veterans Memorial. They've got a fundraiser Saturday night, the lamb fry pulled pork sandwich from 5 to 8. Free will donation with all the proceeds going to the Veterans Memorial Fund at the Kearney American Legion this Saturday from 5 until 8. Debt Popper Inbox here. The heck with it. Division 2, 3 NAIA have playoffs. They can make it work with higher-ranked teams hosting. And as far as bowl games, cut them down, and you must have at least 7 or 8 wins to be bowl eligible.
I agree with you can't have 70 teams going to bowl games.
Well, that's never going. I don't see that ever going down, because there's too much value to having the practice time and getting the money. There's just no way that these bowl games are going down. Not significantly.
How do those bottom six? I'm just picking out a number, 5, whatever you want, 8 bowl games. You put your name on that to sponsor it. Is there any kind of return at all when you got 18,000 people?
Getting national advertising, among other things. And I'm guessing to sponsor that is probably not as much to as it is to sponsor the Sugar Bowl. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fire us off an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and go to our website, vote on the poll question of the day. This is your last day to fill out your draft pick for the draft contest brought to you by Jerseys. You can do it either at Jerseys or online, but you have to have them emailed to us today by 5 o'clock or have them filled out at Jerseys today by 5 o'clock. Pick the first round and some great prizes there. Daddy, yesterday's poll question, are all the first-round upsets good or bad for the NHL playoffs? 56% good, 44% bad. Boston, defending champion, 2 seed, gone. Today's poll question, how much of the NFL draft are you planning to watch? The majority or all of it? Some of it? Just the first round? None of it?
I'm going to say some of it. I'm not locking up, I'm not lopping off any of my, I'm not hitting the record button on any of it. I'm not lopping off any of my weekends saying I'm going to watch these 3 hours. Like the Masters, you block out time.
That'll probably be on a future promo or intro. Is everything okay? Did you catch some fish yesterday? You seem a little out of it today.
Bad.
I don't know. You just seem
bad. Not good. No good.
No? Everything okay at home? Everything
yes.
Family?
Yeah, everything's
good. Fine? Okay. Just checking. I'll watch it tonight, hopefully in a position to watch it, and if not, listen to it here on the radio on ESPN. When it gets to Saturday, I'm watching to see when Crick goes, and he's joining us next on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm watching to see when some of the other guys go, but it's kind of hard to sit there and look at the TV on Saturday when they do so many rounds and it moves so quick and they don't pop them up anyway. They're just sitting there blabbing and they're talking to the guys, the first and second round picks. Oh, hey, they're here in Philadelphia. Let's go via Skype and find out what's going on. So I would also agree with you. Some of it, maybe close to the majority, but some of it. Doug and I can't watch it all. I'll be at the Boston one. Back after this, Jared Crick joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Lincoln Financial Chief Life Officer Business Update. Mr. Barkles is appointed Chief Tailwagging and Slobbering Officer.
The arrival of Mr. Barkles is seen as a positive by shareholders Molly and Sam. Duties will involve cuddling and gnawing on table legs.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and New York. Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
That's the sound of an engine running on the strength of Castrol Edge. This is that same engine in the middle of a hot desert. Now in the cold of the Arctic. Now on a mountain. On a dark and stormy night. In the clouds. In a dream within a dream. We test and perfect Castrol Edge to be its strongest no matter what you put it through. Visit youtube.com/CastrolUSA to see how. Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. We're off to Texas, where Josh Hamilton and the Rangers are off to a red-hot start.
Driven well, center field, turning, looking, gone. Home run, Josh Hamilton.
They go head-to-head with Evan Longoria and the Tampa Rays.
It is gone! A walk-off for Evan Longoria.
The Rangers and the Rays, Sunday Night Baseball at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see increasing cloudiness today with a chance for a few showers or a thunder shower developing. Highs reaching the mid-70s with an east wind increasing to 10 to 20. We'll then see shower and storm activity across the area tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Jared Crick going to join us here in just a couple of moments. What you mentioned at the top of the show, though, Daddy, there is a lot going on tonight. Two game sevens in the NHL, and there's something to look forward to in the NBA. Will Charlotte take Suck to a whole new level?
Not
going to break the winning losing streak tonight. And percentage-wise, now remember, Philadelphia had the worst record, 9-73. But since it's not an 82-game season, they've got a chance to go 7-59, which would put them at .106 instead of .110.
The opposite of stinking.
And how about Kobe Bryant? Did you play him and get him his 38?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to say, I got enough awards.
I was going to say, been there, done that.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants another title, and if you're going to get that title, I think the rest would be better.
Couple other notes, UNK tennis fans, as Coach Salisbury told us yesterday, they were probably going to change the times, and they have for the regionals on Monday. The women will host Western New Mexico at 3. The men will now play on Tuesday, and that will be at 3 o'clock at Harmon Park in the NCAA regionals. And the UNK softball team, will give you an update here in a little bit. They are underway in Denver with the RMAC softball tournament. And Matt Fritchie, a friend of the program,
was at Bellevue West for a long time.
And leaving to take over at Midland University. Of course, the former assistant here at Kearney has just guided that Bellevue West team to a dominant power in the state. Three state championships. They were runner-up in 2011. Two other state semifinal trips. Coach of the year. 199 wins against 56 losses in 10 years. He takes over for the winningest coach in the history of the NAIA, Joanne Bracker, who retired within the last month.
Interesting move to the small college level, but good for him. Good for him.
Why don't you make a move?
Midway is your Nebraska car headquarters. Take a look what they currently have in stock. Browse the inventory online to find the car you've been looking for. Begin your new car search. Use the power search tool below to filter your search. Year, make, model, and body style. Boom, it comes up right in front of you. The premier Kearney, Nebraska dealership. Whether you're looking for a Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, you live in Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, Minden, Lexington, or anywhere around the area, they can service all of Nebraska and beyond. They can even have a new Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram shipped right to your door if you live out of state. How simple is it? Midway, hassle-free. Try them out today. The Midway Advantage is where it's at.
NFL draft is upon us, and now we sit and wait over the next 3 days to see who goes where and especially which Huskers go where. And, Daddy, we could have been at this spot 1 year ago, but we are so glad that Jared Crick came back to Nebraska. We'll see how that all pans out for the young man. He's been a busy guy since finishing up and getting healthy here and going to the NFL Combine.
Well, remember the good old days when he used to text you right back and we were buddies, but now he's off in Florida and off in wherever he goes, all gallivanting around, doing business deals, yeah. Making money.
First Sue, then Crick. Jared Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jared, good morning, and congratulations on what's going to be a big weekend for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Tell us what's been going on. We know you were down in Florida doing some work with Gatorade. I don't necessarily need every specific, but how's it been going since the Combine for you?
It's been going. I'm back in Lincoln now. I'm working out with Coach Dobson and the Nebraska strength staff. And like you said, I've been down in Florida. I've been out to California, and I've just kind of been around everywhere, it seems. This past weekend, I was in Florida at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, doing a little thing for Gatorade. So that was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of guys. I got to see guys like Robert Griffin again. I got to meet Justin Blackman. And I've been working out with Melvin Ingram leading up to the Combine. So it was nice to see those guys and hang out with them. And just do a little bit, around Bradenton, especially at the IMG Academy for Gatorade. It was a cool experience. And, now it's just kind of a waiting game.
When you meet those guys, is there one guy of that group you just mentioned, really funny guy, fun to be around, has a great personality?
Yeah, I mean, Melvin Ingram, like I said, I worked out with him in California. We've been together for a couple months now, and that's just the kind of guy he is. He's just laid back, but, he's a humble and funny guy. So, you know what to expect whenever you're hanging around Melvin. And it's kind of weird being that, he played us in the the Capital One Bowl, so he's got a lot of stories about playing us. And unfortunately, I don't have any stories about his squad. So it's a good time. It's always a good time with Melvin. And like I said, just get us all together again. It's a blast.
Jared Crick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, waiting to hear his name called in the NFL draft. You've also kind of connected yourself with Caputo and Marcell Jones during this whole time. How did that friendship come about, and is it a comfort level for all three of you?
Yeah, well, Marcell and I, we've been roommates now for probably going on 4 years. So, Marcell and I have been close ever since we stepped foot on campus here in Nebraska. And, Caputo, he's always been a great friend. And having Marcell and Caputo work out together and be on the offensive line for all those years together, that bond definitely has been tight with them. And it's just all of us, really, just being together for 5 years, going through thick and through thin together. It's not only us three, but, all of us, Terrence Moore, BK, just everybody who's been, training for the draft. It's been a cool experience to come back here and work out with those guys, be in my comfort zone, and all of us just have a great time together. We're going to spend the last couple days that we have all together as a group, and we're going to try and enjoy it.
I think a lot of people would find it interesting that you would be buddies with offensive linemen instead of defensive linemen or defensive players, because obviously you dominated those two guys throughout your career. So is that strange, or is that kind of the way it is with a lot of the guys on the team?
Oh, that's just the way it is. I mean, come practice time, stuff can pop off pretty quickly, but that's just how, practice is. That's how competitive it is here at Nebraska. But off the field, everything, we keep everything on the field, and that's, quarrels between each other or whatever it is. Practice is practice, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. That's just the name of the game. So we don't take anything personal. Whatever should happen on the practice field, at the end of the day, we all know we're on the same team. We're all fighting for the same goal. And, you're never going to see anything personal, blow over practice. It's all going to stay on the field. And, it's going to get squashed later. So that's just the way it's been. I mean, there's been practices where I've hated guys on the offensive line, but after practice, we're still hanging out, cracking jokes together. So there's not really a division between the team as far as offense, defense, other than the practice field. After practice, like I said, it's back to being a group and back to, enjoying each other.
Jay, take us back to give me a week or 10 days leading up to the draft. Are you in contact with your agent every day? Is this a quiet before the storm where you don't hear from people? Does he relay what teams he's hearing from? How does that all work?
My agent, he really doesn't tell me too much, and that's not, that's purposely, he does that for a reason. He doesn't want me thinking about it too much. He knows that no matter what information he might get relayed, most of the time, it's not really that reliable anyways. The team could say that they like a guy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to pick him up. So he doesn't really tell me too much, and I'd rather have it that way, to where I don't know exactly what to expect in case, something should happen to where I get let down. I don't want to have that feeling that, I failed in somewhere. So we just kind of take it, one day at a time, and, whatever happens will happen on draft day. And, that's really the approach I want to take, and, that's the approach that they think I should be taking. So it's been really working out, so far for me.
Jared Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, waiting to hear his name. Do you have a gut feeling, Jared?
I'd like to say that, hearing from what I heard, prior to last season, everything was first round this, first round that. So I'm hoping that, if I prove that I'm healthy again, I can be the player that I was before, that maybe I can be, my name could be called up there in the early rounds. But if that's not the case, I'm not going to hang my head about it, because, nowadays with the new CBA, guys are going to make their money on the second contract. So everybody's going to have the same opportunity going into mini camp, OTAs, and into fall ball. So as long as, I keep playing my game and have success in the NFL, the real amount of money is going to come in the second contract, as long as everybody else. So it's just going to be one of those things where, you're going to come in, you're going to have to work hard and really earn your pay. And I think that's the way it should be.
Jay, man, I'm reading from Nolan Naraki's draft preview of Pro Football Weekly. He says you could fit as a 4-3 left end or a 5 technique in an aggressive one-gapping front. Which is a perfect fit for Jared Crick? Do you have an ideal fit that you think you could succeed better than another position? Or what's a perfect position if you had to pick one and say, here's where I'm going to play, build the team around me?
You know, honestly, I really feel comfortable in either position. In a 4-3, whether it be at the left end or the 3-tech, you know, we've played a four-man front this whole time in Nebraska, but we've played that four-man front with a 5-tech, 3-4s technique. So really, we've been playing the 3-4 technique at the 4-3 scheme, which is, you know, best of both worlds for me when it's when it comes to this. I have the techniques to play in a 3-4 scheme at that 5 technique or 4 technique, wherever they play their end. And I know the schemes as far as the 4-3 goes. So I think it's going to be an easy transition to no matter what scheme that a team wants me to play, just for the fact that I have that experience at either position or either scheme. So right now, I'd really just be happy to, make a squad and, be able to play wherever it is. So, like I said before, it's just I kind of, was blessed to be here at Nebraska under Coach Bo and have the knowledge going into the NFL draft to play either scheme.
Jared Crick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show just hours before he officially becomes an NFL football standout. I have to ask you, Jared, there's so many negatives, obviously, we can see about what happened with the injury coming back. What's the biggest positive that you gained coming back to the university? I know another year makes you more mature. Heck, Daddy and I need 10 more years to catch up to probably what some of you guys are going through. What was the one bright thing that you now can look back on and say, hey, this was a good thing I came back?
Well, I graduated, and I got another year with my friends, which is a big part of what guys who leave early, they say they miss the most, and that they wish they would have came back. So, just talking to a lot of guys who left early, who are in the league now, and a lot of guys who came back for their senior year, I kind of found out the guys who left, what they were missing when they left, and what the guys who stayed, what they were happy about staying for. Graduating was the big one. That was great, and just being around my guys again for another year, that was probably the coolest thing. I didn't want to just abandon my guys, the guys who I've been with for 4 years, going on 5. I just didn't want to up and leave them. And we had a really good chance at winning the Big Ten championship and also a national championship, I thought, this year. So I figured coming back, Fonzo came back and Levante came back. I figured if those guys want to give it a shot, I might as well. But, because of the injury, it gave me a lot of extra time to really learn the game. And it's something that, I've always been pretty good at X's and O's, just for the fact that we have, Coach JP as our position coach. We had Coach Carl and Coach Bo helping us out. So we were very good as students of the game. But to have that extra time, not only to learn what Nebraska does defensively, but also have a head start and to learn what NFL teams want to do defensively, I think that gave me a huge step forward, coming up. And so when it comes time for minicamp, I can just slide into a new scheme easily because I already have that knowledge. I already have the head start above everybody else.
Last couple minutes here with Jared Crick on the Doug and Daddy Show. He does answer his questions a lot more than he used to when he was a freshman and a sophomore, doesn't he? Daddy was talking. There's so many publications out there, Jared, that will try to break down 1,000 college football players. I'm looking at scout.com. Outstanding work ethic, good effort. Many of his sacks are effort-based. Impressive stamina for his size. Everything that's good about you is the effort that you put in. Of course, there's the injuries, and you may not have the prototypical body style that a Hall of Famer coming out of college that they look at. Where did you learn that work ethic?
Well, I'm a Western Nebraska kid. I learned that, from my father first and foremost, just growing up and seeing what he did, for my family as far as work ethic and all the sacrifices he made. I was raised into a blue-collar mentality, and just being around, people from Western Nebraska, farmers, people who work on the trains or whatever it is, just seeing what it takes to make a living in Western Nebraska. Just having that environment of hard work, really, it was easy for me to, step in and do that kind of thing. So just, my upbringing, the environment, it was easy. It's just part of my life just to step in. And if you're going to do something, you do it right. And that's always, been my mindset. And that's always going to be my mindset just because of, the people I've been around. And I look at the people who had success, when I've grown up. It's a lot of it's due to just hard work and having that mentality. So I've just always figured if I take that approach into everything, things are going to work out for themselves. And so far they have, and hopefully they continue to do so in the future.
If it's late first, if it's early third, if it's fourth round, when your name is called, you mentioned David, will Cindy be crying? Will there be tears, or is it just happy?
I hope it's not crying, but you never know. I can say all this now, but I think the person who's going to be the most emotional is probably going to be myself. I'm trying to sit there and tell myself how, you know, I'm not going to cry. Everything's going to, whatever happens is going to happen. And I'm just going to roll with the punches. And, you know, I've been trying to, you know, give my parents pep talks because they seem like they're a little more nervous than me right now. So I just try to, you know, tell them just to stay calm and everything's going to work out. And it doesn't matter where I go. I'm going to have the same opportunity as, you know, people who go in the first round, the very first pick, that kind of thing. So, but I think once my name's called, the realization actually hits me that, you know, I've been actually selected by an NFL team to go play at their organization. I think it's going to hit me pretty hard. So I guess we'll see. Part of the reason why I didn't want the NFL crew to be following me around, I don't want people to see me emotional. That's not really my cup of tea. So I don't know. It's going to be one of those things. You're going to have to talk to me after it's all said and done and just see how I feel then.
Well, I won't need you. I'll be sitting right there. Don't worry about it.
You know we will. But do you have 32 hats sitting there? Do you got like a box of hats?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably just have to go to the store and buy one, I guess.
Well, Jared, we'll let you out of here with this. Have to ask you, just your comments on what happened to Alfonso over the weekend and how tough it is to be a college athlete and avoid some of those pitfalls, because it's happened. I mean, it's been a pretty good year here for most of the Huskers, but just your thoughts on what happened.
You know, Alfonso, he's always been a great kid. He's always stayed out of trouble. And I think this weekend was just one of those things, wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I feel bad for Alfonso. He's been a great friend ever since, you know, we've been at Nebraska together. So, however it turns out, I'm hoping for the best for him. You know, he's really a good kid. And I'm sure he really didn't mean what he did, but, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to really comment on. I wasn't there. I haven't heard too much about it. So I guess we're just going to see how it plays out. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't really hurt him, you know, down the road too bad. So, you know, he's a great kid. He just made a mistake. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't hurt him too bad. So I guess everything's going to, you know, we're going to have to see how it plays out.
You do know that when you are selected by the Dallas Cowboys, we will have you will have to get us tickets for that first game.
I think I can manage that.
He's always the best. He's Jared Crick. Jared, we've had some really cool people on the show this week. Tervell Delagnev going to the Olympics, some guys that are going to the draft. And wherever you go, we're going to be rooting for you. Always thanks for your time, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Jared. Thanks, man. Jared Crick. What do you think, Daddy? The very latest and last, Todd McShay /scout.com. They put the whole draft up there, what they think. And, of course, then you're just getting into grades after that third round. So what do you think?
I think it's going to be mid to late second. That's where I think somebody's going to take a chance and say go off of last year before the injury and take a chance. I don't know, when you prove that you can bench press 225 pounds, I mean, the strength coming off an injury, that's where I think the bench press comes into play. If you've never been hurt and you bench press it 25 times, okay, great. That's fine. But when you're coming off a torn pectoral muscle, which you had to have surgically repaired and you do that, I think that puts that to rest. And I think somebody jumps up and gets him.
Well, here are the four Huskers that they had going in the draft. And by the way, Noah Keller, I don't think he's going to get drafted by the Patriots unless there's some kind of a trade. Now, I just scanned the late rounds, but their normal slot, I don't think they have a pick in the fifth, sixth, or seventh rounds. So that would kind of negate that a little bit. Levante David is forecast to go in the second round, the 43rd overall pick, which would be Seattle. Alfonso Dennard, the second pick in the fourth round, which would be the Colts. Jared Crick, they have going with a compensatory pick at the end of the fourth round, which would be as low as I've heard anybody put him at any time over the last 2 years. They'd go through the whole fourth round, then because of trades and free agency and all that, but Green Bay, Jared Crick. That'd be kind of cool. And Marcell Jones is listed in the seventh and final round going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, obviously, the odds of these guys going to any of those,
right,
after that second round, it's all just pull him out of a hat. You're still looking at specific needs in the first couple rounds in Lavonte Davis, Seattle. I think he's going to probably be picked higher than that. Everybody's been talking about how underrated he is. Well, he's not underrated unless somebody picks, you know, one of those things. So that's
where do you think, Crick?
I think he's going to go in the third round. Whether that's justified or not, I mean, I just think that's where he's going to go. Whether he should, whether he shouldn't, he should go way earlier than the end of the fourth round.
I'm with you there.
So there you go. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Two locations in Kearney, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near the Kearney Cinema with the indoor playground for the kids. 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart. Also Lexington, North Platte, and the home of Jared Crick, Cozad. We head to Grand Island for a Bosselman update and more right after this.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends May 31st, 2012. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details or to find a participating dealer.
Everything is better when you're eating a homegrown tomato. Builders in Kearney invite you to a tomato growing clinic this Saturday morning, April 28th at 10. Extension agent Ted Grease and tomato expert Mick Ross will be on hand to talk about tomato selection, cultural care, and common problems. Whether you're a complete novice or a tomato guru looking to increase your harvest, be sure to attend the free tomato clinic this Saturday at 10. Come early for the best view at Builders, where we do tomatoes best.
Builders does it best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see increasing cloudiness today with a chance for a few showers or a thunder shower developing. Highs reaching the mid-70s with an east wind increasing to 10 to 20. We'll then see shower and storm activity across the area tonight. I'm Paul Frombley. Right now it's 68.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly.
About damn time, Kansas City. Tried to give it away, but
big night from Alex Gordon.
Daddy, I want to bring this back up. It was kind of poo-pooed when it happened. I'm serious. That's the first game they won since Broxton plunked those two guys in Oakland. You telling me that? I mean, 13 or 12, that's insane, okay? That's loss of focus and terrible pitching. But, I'm just telling you.
That's not always terrible pitching. There was no run support for any of those guys, a lot of those games, during the 12-game losing streak, too. It was a total team effort.
Oh, well, yeah. But I'm just saying.
I mean, you're just kind of hard on the pitching
staff. We said it here on this radio show
that was a
big day
deal.
Before they came home, how one moron screwed it up for everybody. Party's over! Broxton screwed it up for everybody!
Well, he did do that.
They are tied 1-1. They have playing the last very early game in Cleveland this morning. It's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Coming up, your chance to win some Nebraska Danger tickets.
Well, right now, we're going to go live to Grand Island of Funner Park. They have had the draw for the richest race in Nebraska. Steve Anderson joins us. Steve, how are you this morning?
Hey, terrific, guys. And I got great news because I always call this a handicapper's delight. We have a full field of 10 going postward in Saturday's $75,000 Bossman. Now, what do you think about that?
I think it's about time. That's what we think. Steve, let me be that pessimist again then. How many of these 10 horses are quality horses? How much of an effort was put in to fill the field this year?
I think you'll be surprised. Just without perusing the past performance lines, you know, I'll spend the next 48 hours combing those numbers, Doug. But out of the 10 going postward in here, I would say that 7 of them have a legitimate shot to be in here. There's a couple on the fence that I think if they wake up on Saturday, these are horses that have been running against lesser competition outside of the state of Nebraska. I think you could make a case for that. And if it comes up muddy on Saturday, and only the racing gods know at this point in time what's going to happen in that regard, then one of the old guard, the Nuts, who's also part of this 10-horse field, who won 4 years ago on a muddy racetrack in this very same race, I think would have a legitimate shot to take all the candy. So from top to bottom, guys, this is really a stellar field. Easily the best group of horses from top to bottom. This will be my 9th Bossman year that I think we've seen in quite some time.
Steve, I've got to ask you, any big-time trainers bringing any horses in here?
Well, they don't come any bigger, Daddy, than Steve Asmussen, who has never raced a horse at Funner Park, to my knowledge. He's bringing a horse over from Iowa via Hot Springs in Oaklawn Park down in Arkansas called Soul Warrior. This horse won a Grade 2 stake race as a 3-year-old. The West Virginia Derby, he's made a whole pot full of money. He's had one start this year. It was a solid second-place performance, but it was against some pretty stellar allowance company. You know, Steve Asmussen, guys, it goes without saying, this is a guy that trained Curlin, and he's had so many terrific racehorses, has won more races in the last 5 years than any other trainer in all of North American thoroughbred horse racing. For him to cast any kind of a shadow or a glance towards Funner Park and Nebraska racing is certainly a major feather in our hat. He drew the outside post with a horse called Soul Warrior. He also is picking up our top rider, Jordan Alesiak, who jumps on board. You hope the intentions are solid and they show up. There's only two horses that are not on the grounds when they drew this morning at 11 o'clock. Shadow Be Dancing would be one who drew the rail, but is coming via Chicago, won this race 2 years ago, 4th last year in the Bossman, and Soul Warrior. But they had to knock out a couple of horses, guys, that also entered that couldn't even get into this race. I mean, I've never seen that happen before either.
Steve, you know what? You can bring them from Santa Anita, you can bring them from Hawthorne, you bring them from all over. But running on the 5/8 mile oval that's been coined the bull ring is way different. How do you know if a horse, or is that the intangible to horse racing? You don't know if a horse is going to be able to handle it or if they're going to go 10 wide around every corner.
Yeah, you know, in recent history, it seems like all these shippers have had no problem with our 5/8 mile oval. This isn't Lincoln or Omaha, guys. These aren't hairpin turns. They're sweeping and they're banked, which I think is a real selling point to these out-of-state trainers who come in here with a little bit of an awkward, a suspicious look about whether they did the right thing or not. I will say this. To make a living in Nebraska racing over the years running on these 5/8 mile ovals, you better have a horse that's got some speed or strategically can do a number of things to, you know, depending on what the strategy of the race is, and most of it doesn't unfold until the race is actually going on. So, you know, Wilson Brown has a horse here he's bringing up from Oklahoma. That's the second choice in the morning line at 7-2. His name's Ransom Roberto. Wilson said, if I didn't think I couldn't win this race, I wouldn't be here. And I've got an animal. Whatever the situation dictates, he can go to the front. He can come from off the pace. He can come from out of the clouds. I will coach, after I look at the past performance lines of all the other horses going to the post in here, I will coach my jockey, who he's also bringing up here with him as well, as to the way I want my horse to break in this race, where I want him to lay. Now, you know, these things on paper very rarely come to fruition, but I heard that theme over and over again. I think to have a legitimate shot at winning, unless it's muddy and your name is the Nuts, you don't ever want to get within 3 or 4 lengths off the pace, or you may be running all day for nothing.
Steve Anderson, Funner Park track announcer, with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, do you have all the morning line odds? Are they set for the field?
Yes.
Can you run them down real quick for us?
Yeah. Shadow Be Dancing has had one start this year. He got a terrible trip last year and ran fourth in this race. He will be the pace of the race, as far as I'm concerned, without knowing much about this Ransom Roberto. He's 3-1 on the morning line. They bet him down to 4-5 last year, Doug. And they're going to be, the wise guys in the stands, be a little more trepidatious about unloading on this horse. But he draws the rail, and if he can get out in front, he's got the shortest distance from start to finish to go as anybody, I guess, without really perusing those Byard speed rating figures, which you know I love, guys, and I won't get access to them till later this afternoon. He's deserving of his favorites role. But I'll tell you what, I'm almost hoping for a muddy racetrack because I would love to see the Nuts make him go crazy here one more time.
What do they have him at the morning line, Steve-O?
The Nuts is at 12-1, which is like the seventh co-favorite out of a field of 10. So you got Shadow Be Dancing, the favorite, at 3-1. That's a pretty lukewarm number for Wayne Anderson, who sets the morning line. If he really likes somebody, it'd be 8-5 or 2-1. The second choice, again, is Ransom Roberto. Surplus, Monty Hinkey's horse that he brought up here from Santa Anita. Monty from Grand Island, he's the second choice at 4-1. Then Ransom Roberto at 5-1 with the Steve Asmussen horse, drew the outside post position, number 10, Soul Warrior, at 6-1 odds. I think, guys, and you know, they pay me, and most would say to say these things, but I am just tickled to death to see what has transpired here at the racing office over at Bonner this morning.
Well, that's great, great news, Steve. Any jockeys shipping in for this race?
We've got Israel Ocampo coming in from Chicago. Amanda Tamborella, who last raced at Mountaineer Park in Chester, West Virginia. We've got David Cardoso, regular rider on the Oklahoma circuit. Mixed in with several that have been on board with us for the year. So those four ship-in jockeys really, I think, again, just summarizes the fact there are some real serious underlying contentions here by the people that are coming into this race. They want to take all the candy.
It could. And Monty Hankey's going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow, talk about the race, his horse. We're live up at Jersey's, and it sounds like it could be one of the best Bosselmans in a number of years, which I know we've been pushing for on the Doug and Daddy Show, and it's great that it looks like it's going to happen. Steve, we're up against it, so we'll let you get back. I know you're up against it over there, and we'll see you tomorrow at the races, buddy.
Hey, great, guys. I can't wait to see you here at Fauner Park. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Live from the Bosselman Draw at Fauner Park, track announcer Steve Anderson.
Well, Doug, you know, we've been critical in the past when you have this huge race and the build-up to it. It's your biggest race of the year, and then you get 7 head. And you're saying, where are their horses? Why, you know, is Nebraska racing, are people not interested? It is the richest race in Nebraska. It is the richest race, the only race of this magnitude in the state of Nebraska. A full field goes to the post. Should be a great day for racing. And
you got racing tomorrow at 3, post time at 1:30 Saturday. The Bosselman goes at about 5. And then tomorrow night, Nebraska Danger Football. Caller 3 right now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. I've got a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Nebraska Danger game. If you call now, 888-455-3776, we'll take caller 3 and wrap it up after this.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow mulch. Three bags are just $10. It holds its color all season long without fading. It's just one of the many special buys on spring essentials at the Home Depot, where you always get more spring per dollar. A beautiful garden that stays that way starts with three bags of Scott's Earth Grow mulch for only $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just put oil on sale. Oh, no. We bring mind-blowing value every day. Right now, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Peak Conventional Motor Oil with filter for just $9.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. That's an oil change special for less than $10. Mind blown. Budget not blown. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate oil price, $14.99. Void where prohibited.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ball game.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction. And the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We'll see increasing cloudiness today with a chance for a few showers or a thunder shower developing. Highs reaching the mid-70s with an east wind increasing to 10 to 20. We'll then see shower and storm activity across the area tonight. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now it's 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Lance. He picked up the Nebraska Danger ticket for tomorrow night's game against Everett, and their next three are on the road. Daddy, when we hired a Nebraska basketball coach, we heard from a variety of people, if we go mid-major, don't bring everybody. Well, Tim Miles has basically brought everybody from Colorado State, including Craig Smith, who's been with him at all of his stops.
I don't know what... And I'm sure Andy Markowski would tell you his top aide. So this isn't an assistant coach. This is a.
Well, he's also bringing the video guy.
Well, I understand that, but I don't know what an aide entails. I don't know what the video guy obviously does. Will work with Husker Vision, I'm guessing, to put up the highlights and whatnot. I don't know what the aide is. I did like in the article that Lee Barfneck wrote about this. He said, "Hey, it's something about it. It's fun to be with Coach Miles again." Where's the coach? I love the fact that we get to partner together and build another program. It's worked well before, and it will work well again. You know, there's some confidence in these guys. They've still got to land a couple of these top prospects to get the thing turned around. At least they're getting them here. At least they're showing up in the building and with Ron Coleman. It looks like Eric Strickland still in the mix for the other assistant job. They're surely going to hire him shortly as soon as they work out. There must be a holdup as far as working things out with him contractually, whether he's got something going on right now with somebody else or what the deal is. But Eric Strickland looks to be the other guy as far as the assistant coaches go. I'm not sure what an aide does. If he answers the phone, I mean, I don't know what he does. I don't know the job description for the top aide.
UNK softball, a 6-run fourth inning. They lead 6-0 over Colorado Christian as they play in the top of the fifth in the opening round of the RMAC tournament. Daddy, I wish we had a little more time to talk about this, but just Ron Brown is starting to get some negative publicity over his faith stance, and this is kind of that borderline news sports. It's only sports because he's an assistant coach at Nebraska, but he spoke with Eric Olson. Brown said in an interview with the Associated Press, Eric Olson, that to be fired for my faith would be a greater honor than to be fired because we didn't win enough games. He'll keep speaking out against homosexuality even if it costs him his job. He earned national acclaim for the Penn State prayer, but that's everybody here knew about that. He's been under fire recently for testifying against an anti-discrimination ordinance in Omaha that would extend extra protection or privileges to gay and transgender people. His faith does not believe in that, and he has been very vocal about that. Or when people want to talk to him, he has no problem talking about it.
You know, if you just the few times that I've heard Ron Brown talk and get up in front of people, he's as passionate, obviously, about Nebraska football, more about his faith than he is about Nebraska football. But it doesn't matter if you're – I mean, if he, when he's passionate about something, he's up in your face. I mean, he's a fiery guy that lays it on the line. And I think that really bodes well to a lot of the players. A lot of players feed off of that type of coaching, and I think it would be a shame to see him get let go because of that.
Yeah. Again, I don't think his job's in jeopardy right now, but I'm sure people that have nothing to do with the University of Nebraska will start making this their business. And so just, again, kind of a story to keep an eye on here in the offseason. We want to thank Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, Jeremy Jensen, Grand Island boys soccer coach, as they get ready for their final two games today down at Papillion. They're undefeated, try to stay that way. And Jared Crick. Thanks so much to Jared for being with us. Tomorrow, Marcel Jones, who should be a late draft pick, is going to join us on the show, as well as Monty Henke. And we're live at Jersey's tomorrow, so come up and join us for lunch if you would. Make sure as you can fill out your pick'em contest today, and we'll tell you who the winner is tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Top 32 picks. We'll write them down 1 through 32 in order. Email it to us.
We got a whole bunch of the names there.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of the names there. Write down whoever you want. 1 through 32, email it to us. That's all you got to do.
We'll see you tomorrow from Jersey's on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.